Shalom and Boker Tov. How wonderful to hear you this morning, and I want to give a good report on our first emergency call, which we had yesterday. 95% of you who signed up were on the call. Oh, that thrilled me. That made me to know you're really serious about this and that we can muster the troops. Once the Lord said to me, muster the troops, and we can do it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, we were praying yesterday morning concerning the Pennsylvania thing before the Supreme Court. But though that didn't happen, something very special did happen. And, of course, that was the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. And I'm going to read you from a December 8 news item. Filed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton today, December 8th. Filed a lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and the United States Supreme Court. Then it listed all the reasons why that he was doing that. And trust in the integrity of our election processes is sacrosanct and binds our citizenry and the states in this union together. And then it goes on to say, talk about the rules and talk about that was done. Now, another thing that has happened is Texas is going to be leading the fight in this thing, and other states are joining them. I was glad to see this morning that Missouri had joined the fight alongside Texas to challenge election before the Supreme Court. Others have done that as well. I believe there were 10 states at one time, and I have been going back and forth with Terry Pearson's, and she and I texted late last night after they did their flashpoint, which was very, very good. Let me see if I can draw up here. First, I want to tell you about Sister Jeannie Wilkerson. You all know that I talk about her a lot and how Brother Hagin really counted her a prophetess and how she prophesied to him. Well, one night, and Sister Jeannie told me this personally in her house. One night, she had this prayer group that prayed together for years and years, and the Lord told them to get rid of a certain person in the White House, and they did. And the job was done about 2 o'clock in the morning. And he said to them, I'm going to reward you for having done this, and I'm going to tell you that just before Jesus comes, there's going to be a roll call of states. States are going to vote state by state in the camp of the Lord or not in the camp of the Lord. And they're going to know blessing or cursing based on their individual states. She always started with something in the natural. I mean, the Lord did through her. And he started with the 8 states that begin with M. She didn't know there were 8 states that began with M. And I noticed today that we have all those 8 states on the line. And he went state by state. He would start something in the natural. Then next he went to the 3 states that begin with O. She didn't even realize that. And he talked about them and how they would vote. Talked about California. But I want to talk about Texas. And I texted to her yesterday. This reminds me of what he said about Texas. He said, Texas, it's no accident that it is the Lone Star State, where I have placed resources within her that she could stand alone. And then he talked about the key part that Texas would play in the end time move of God, especially in the realm of finances, would be one of the states that highly financed the move of God and would vote in the camp of the Lord. Now, let me see here. I want to get what she said about it. She said, guess what? Several states just joined Texas in the lawsuit. We always assumed, quote, the vote that Sister Wilkerson talked about was figurative in voting for the Lord, but it's a real natural vote. And then she named the states that had voted. There is a court, a high court in heaven, and it is watching to see state by state how people vote, how the state votes in the camp of the Lord. So you really need to be standing for your state, especially taking the authority of the believer. I sent a tweet out and asked that people pray. And I know the people on the tweet are not like you. I mean, you are well-versed. You are prayers. You know there are different kinds of prayer. But a couple of the tweets said, we need to stop praying and start praising. Well, prayer is communication with God. It takes all kinds of forms. There's all kinds of prayer. Praise is prayer. Praying supplication is prayer. Taking authority of the believer is prayer. Prayer is communication with God. It is that fellowship that it talks about in 1 John, where we're on the line with the Lord. We're obeying his nudges. And he does need us uttering words, words declaring things in our own known language and also in the Spirit. Yesterday, we had prayer. We had that emergency prayer. And Max, who he's going to be on with us, he's driving all the way down here today from Minnesota. He's coming to be with us on our noon prayer. And on the noon prayer, we will tell you how to get on that emergency phone call. I don't know exactly myself sitting here at home, but when I get up there, they'll have a sheet of paper that I can read to you and tell you how to get on that. Now, about four or five weeks ago, the Lord started telling, he told Max, listen to Sister Billy when she prays in the Spirit and see what she says in Arabic. He hears it in Arabic, some words. And that's been happening for some time now. He's made a collection of those words, but he feels, and I agree with him, that the Lord is revealing. He's using it as a means of revelation to us. Yesterday, the words that he heard in Arabic on the emergency phone call were nine justices. And he hears these things more than once. They're said more than once. Nine justices. Done. Free the hold, H-O-L-D. The devil is paralyzed. Victory. And victory comes often and every time we're praying. Freedom. The king has got this. It can be stopped. So I got a telephone call last night, and someone asked me, well, what about how the thing about Pennsylvania went down, and then the thing about Texas came up? And the thing about it is, folks, though we look at these things, and I do, the Lord told us some time ago to depend on the news, not watch the news so much. And it's amazing the contacts he sent to us since then. He gets the news to us. He gets the information to us. But the thing we have to look at is the Lord. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, one of the things we prayed about yesterday, of course, is the election. But probably the biggest thing is Iran. Iran, I saw yesterday on Pat Robertson, their anchor in Jerusalem, a friend of mine, Chris Mitchell, said, if you ask Israelis their top three problems, even with COVID, they're going to say Iran, Iran, Iran. There's an article in Debka File today. Tehran is ratcheting up its nuclear upgrades to generate a crisis for pressuring the new Biden administration into a hasty deal without revisions. The Iranian deal. All of this is connected. Poverty in Israel. There's an article today in the Jerusalem Post. 268,000 families, more families, have found themselves in a situation of extreme poverty. 3 in 10 Israelis now live in extreme poverty. 850,000 households total, added up by 268,000, pushed into poverty with the COVID. And so, but all of these things are demonic. And they are demonic attacks against Israel. There are demonic attacks against the world. There are demonic attacks against Satan is trying to save himself, and he can't do it. Now, this is a word that came through Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. In this move that's about to come, this great move we're in, it will not be altogether new or something you've never seen. It will be a combination of everything you've seen put together plus more. In this move of God, there will be a manifestation of casting out demons that you haven't seen yet. Some have drawn back from casting out demons, and the Spirit of God said, I began to move along that line a few years ago, and men aborted the move. They mixed some of their own thinking in on it, and they tried to control and do it according to pattern, according to this way that we think it ought to be done. But you haven't seen anything yet of what you're going to see in dealing with demons. For demons are let loose upon the earth. They are going about as never before because they know their time is short. That's exactly what's written in the book of Revelation. Satan is going about with great wrath because he knows his time is short. But it is written there, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now back to the word. Through Brother Hagin. And so in this multiplication, this advance of demon activity, there will be the activity of the Holy Ghost. Demons that have harassed men, demons that have held ministries in check will leave. You've not seen yet of what you will see in the area of dealing with demons, casting out demons, exercising authority over demons. You are about to step into it like you would step into a room, another room, through a door. In the name above all names, I do thank God, I praise God, I give glory to God. And I'm going to be taping tomorrow for the Jim Baker Show again on authority of the believer. Sometimes, I don't know if I'll think to say this at our noon prayer or not, but some time ago a pastor in California committed suicide. His wife sensed things were wrong, and she said she drove through the hills all that day singing praises. Well, when you're dealing with a demon, and when you're dealing with suicide, you have to deal directly with the demon. Praises are good. Praises are wonderful. But what gets rid of demons is the blood of the Lamb and the authority of the believer. Yes, praises create an atmosphere. But I'll tell you, folks, what we're dealing with right here in this earth right now is demon activity to the height of heights. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, here we go on our prayer in Ephesians. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, resurrection power, when you raised him from the dead. And seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this Astonmakaya age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to be all things over, Ikaramakaya, to a body over all things, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the assembly which filleth all in all, and we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in hesed and mercy, O Karamakaya, and in order to satisfy the great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him, and there we sit. You have translated us, and we're so thankful for it, out of the dominion of darkness. Hallelujah. And you have told us, they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. O Father, in the name above all names, east of the Makaya, Nahalabrakte de Gundanje, we do believe you've heard our prayers. We do believe the United States of America prayer people all over this country have asked you for forgiveness and repented of sins. And Father, this national sins. And Father, we believe, we trust that when we repent of our sins, you forgive us. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you for your blood. There's a vast multitude of us that have turned to you. And in the name above all names, we now on this telephone call, and it counts, we do take authority over you, Satan. We do take authority over you, adversary. You, it is written, it is revealed by God, you steal. You're not stealing our freedom. You're not stealing our electoral process. You're not stealing our right to a true and honest election. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you to be revealed in every place where your dastardly plots have happened. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jehovah Jesus, in the name of Yahusha, Yahshua, we command and demand you cease and desist in your maneuvers. We command and demand you cease and desist in your maneuvers over our individual states. I'm sitting right here in Missouri, and I'm saying to you and many others from Missouri and all over our country, we've been having every state in the union, and we say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, put your hands out toward Washington, D.C. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we paralyze because he paralyzed. We bind because he gave us the ability to bind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we enforce what he's done. We are, dear Heavenly Father, may the show of you openly triumphing over you in it through his Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. We call you to the lick log. We call you, Stinda Makaya, to good punishment. We demand punishment of those that you have worked down through if they are not repentant. We demand they be brought to justice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because love rejoices not at injustice, but love rejoices when right and truth prevail. Kila makai yena kohombrate, istidion dambra stidiato, kiri makai yena kohlabaje dunyene kala. Oh, Balatanya sindo do kora makaiya. Ishondalebito friendeni masata. In store. Oh, much in store. Look with the eyes of faith. Libron dalabakai nombre. I have given you inner ears and inner eyes. You can hear me. Listen. Ostinamakaya, listen to me through the day. Listen to me as you pray. Istinamakobre kalakalanda the gumbanda. Pray what I show you to pray. Work with me this day. In what you say and what you pray. Let not the enemies, doubt and depression, come into your lives. He's trying on every hand to do so, but do not allow him. Do not allow him entry. Give no place to the devil, it is written. Give no place to the devil.
Father, wisdom. Wisdom, President of the United States, Donald John Trump. Wisdom, Father. We've heard him cry out for wisdom. We've heard him with his own lips say that he asks you for wisdom. Oh, Father, give wisdom to this man. Let him see your plan. Wisdom to the Vice President, wisdom to Mike Pompeo and all of the teams that are working in conjunction with the plans of God. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, reveal those who are adversaries. Reveal the wolves in sheep's clothing. Unmask them, we pray. Korotisha andor goho baratisha tar goho brati de goto e shetan tar goho baratito. Kashkote me ti tali, kashkote ta figlia ti. Obili makka, frandoni, Sheni meni kukka, sheni meni kukka, sheni meni kukka, frandasi. Pallite tonde, pallite tonde, pangole. Pallite tonde, pallite tonde, pallite tonde, kaiane. Kaiane, 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 kaiane. Ishide bara hasho, tide bara katashka tonche. Ivrotashka tombre, kalakatashka tonde, katashka tonde, kodonde, kumbratita. E li pisuato, lo godoho bratito, lo godoho balatito, copre, caracalatito, beniamin e teniato. E li pranto, scherzi baratasco, the leadership of Israel, wisdom, father, wisdom, for the Easter of Macombra, the Easter of Macombra, minister of defense, e combre, calacalabacio, lo gobrate. Tell Sean that the Mahalamangolo tosche tava, pacalatata, no room for error, no room for error, no room for error. Ili palo na mahale boshan the wisdom father for the deal of sombranda isti de makai and ko hobrakta de ran is so tamble kili katashkori makalakalande osina makanda have thy way Lord have thy way in the name above all names the men the women father that making the decisions we lift them up for clarity of a shonde clarity ishonde le makai and ko hobrakta shonde de wakasta de makambre heaven's influence oh palamara kitando Heaven's influence, Ushtar Makaya, and their Ishtudi Makaya, their reaction, Ishtoda Makaya, their. Dig out their ears, Lord, dig out their ears. It is written in Isaiah that you dig out ears to hear you. You dug out the Master's ear. We ask you to dig out our ears and dig out those ears. Ili prato from Makaya, Nicolo Brati, Shonanamobe, Paratashko, Donya Nicola. Mystical top recolical brand in the State Department in and among brother Pentagon Ilibatu de Emalatito Shinamai Kato to the Gombra. So much evil. Expose it. And judge it. Istamakai and a Kohola Barati Shanto the Gombra Katanja the Gombjar, the judge of all. We come not to the mount that might be touched, that smoked. But we come to Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We come to a myriad of angels. Angels go. Angels go from prayer mountain. Angels go wherever you're needed. Ili braso to the makanda, be strict, and ikaladoni, and makai, and ikolabaradito. Ishe na makanda, go swiftly, paradonyonda. Lord, send out the laborers, send out the human laborers, Lord, and give them favor. Ilibratosh, give them utterance, and favor for the utterance. Open the doors. Ilibratosh, and Makaya, and Kolabaratinya, and Kola. We call it to the Supreme Court. Kushtitpa, tontarabaka, alito. Ashtarabakaya, alabarakadonya, namakaladish, kodonje, alito. Freedom of combre, kirikpa, ha, no, brati de donde, ba, shinaka. Shilibratoshke, dada kaprito, we pray for those 9 justices, Lord. We pray for those 9 justices. We pray for the kitapa, the door to enter to the Supreme Court. It must be heard. Ilibratosh kadide pakaya na kolaborati torgoho shante. Kalamaratish kotobri kalakaladinya na kohobrata. Pafronikotida dinya. Paladinya na nombre. Elibatu. Kishando. Ele brahala toshka tide brahala brahti tide go onjuri gala brahti. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Kalabratishko to doro bratishko to ongeli brahtata. Kalabratishko to gondoro gabaka. Anamakai anakola baratinyo anakoho brahti.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now, we have several groups that we ask you to commit to. And we keep a list of each group. I will be going over this at noon today. We have the first of all prayer groups, prayer group. That means you committed, you signed up, that you're going to pray first of all for those in authority. Then we have those who sign up to take their habitational authority in their state, and that means you're going to be sitting in your seat and you're going to be ruling and reigning and praying that prayer in Ephesians and taking your authority. Now, the latest group is emergency prayer call. I think we had 500 plus sign up for it, and 95% were on the call yesterday. It worked very well. So if you want to be on the emergency prayer call, I think we got the notice about what we needed to pray, and within 20 minutes we had you on the line, 20 or 30. That was remarkable. And thank God for you're like Minuteman. Minutemen of the Revolution. And we're Minutemen. We're ready to pray. We do pray. We keep praying. We keep in contact with God. Ready to pray at the drop of a hat. But there are things you can get. Brother Hagin said this exact statement. There are things you can get in corporate prayer that you cannot get any other way. So that's why signing up for the emergency prayer call is important. I look to have a special day today with Brother Max being there and all of these things going on. Brother Max has a really interesting, well, praise the Lord. It's a source of information that came to him. Very interesting. Last week we had someone interesting come from intelligence. It's amazing how God is keeping his prayers informed. But don't get your eyes on what you can see with your eyes. It's never, ever the full truth. It never is. God's working is always there, and it's always according to his plan. He does need you. The head needs the body. And so we're just so thankful for you. Faithful prayers in every... It thrills me to hear your voices. I know them now. I know you like friends from Dodge City, Kansas. I know that voice from Granville, Michigan, from South Dakota. I know your voices. And it's so wonderful. Each one of your voices has a place in God that no other voice can fill. That's what Dean Braxton said when he came back from heaven. He was shown that each one of our voices have a place in God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important that we join what the Messiah said. I will not be silent. And in Isaiah, and it says, give him no silence until he has made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Give him no silence. Why would he say that if it were not important? He said it, and it is. Hallelujah. And I am thrilled at all the prayer groups that are praying. Every one of them that names the name of Jesus and prays according to his word, we're in union with, if we know about them or we don't know about them. We're just one, but we just do praise God for our part too. Father, we worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. We love you. Oh, it's such a blessing to serve you. It's such a blessing to live in you, in Christ. And it's such a blessing to have Christ in us. I was reading yesterday or the day before in the Numerical Bible, and the comment made on Romans 8:1-2, the Spirit, the law of the Spirit
And he said, you can say that like this. The law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. We're free because we're in Christ Jesus. We pray in Him. We move in Him. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. If we see ourselves in Christ Jesus and don't look at ourselves any other way, we'll see ourselves as the victors. Shalom, shalom. See you at noon.